Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to this evening's reflection on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. The readings for today, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 20, Psalm 111, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, You are more gracious than we can imagine. You are more holy than we can ever grasp. You are overflowing in majesty that leaves us breathless. You are almighty in ways beyond our comprehension. You are all-loving beyond our expectations. You require us to seek justice in ways that challenge us. You demand that our lives and our lifestyle always bring You honor and glory. You alone are our Savior, our Lord, our Master, and there is no other. We offer You here and now, not mere words, but lips of praise, not only songs of worship, but the adoration of hearts that long to know You in Jesus Christ, Your Son. Amen. Lord, we come in our foolishness to receive Your wisdom. We come with our emptiness in order to be filled. We come in our weakness that You may make us strong. We come knowing everything of little value, to receive a little more of what matters for all eternity. We come to kneel at the foot of the cross, that we might name Him Lord, and we ask that we are all held in Your grace. In Jesus' name, Amen. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Knowing the Holy Spirit. Knowing the Holy Spirit. At his baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, we are told that the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove, and he was acclaimed as the beloved Son. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. In Luke's Gospel, Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, goes into the synagogue in Galilee on the Sabbath, as was his custom. He took up the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, found the place, and read for all to hear. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Luke tells us, after he sat down, Jesus began to say to the crowd, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God described in the Old Testament as the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and inward strength, the Spirit of knowledge and true godliness, the Spirit of reverence and true religion. We can therefore be certain that Jesus got his ability to teach, to perform miracles, to heal, and to preach from the Holy Spirit. In our Gospel for today, Mark reports that Jesus began his ministry at Capernaum. He entered the synagogue and taught. The Jews were astonished, for he taught as one having authority, not like the scribes who were formally trained in reading and interpretation of the scripture. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he could teach the word with power and with authority. Suddenly, there appeared a man with an unclean, unholy spirit in a holy place, the synagogue, and on a holy day, the Sabbath. Surely this man was out of place, but he was perhaps driven there by his unholy spirit, who probably wanted to test the sanctity of the synagogue. The unholy spirit knew Jesus. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. Jesus rebukes the unholy spirit, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. Mark chapter 1, verses 25 and 26. Just as there is a Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, we can be certain that there are evil spirits. Spirits under the control of the evil one, the devil, the tempter. The unholy spirit, by naming Jesus, hoped to gain power over him. However, Jesus resisted in the power of the Holy Spirit. The unholy spirit is concerned because it knows that Jesus, the Holy One of God, is endowed with the Holy Spirit and therefore possesses the authority and power to destroy every evil thing, everything that was not of God. Jesus orders the unholy spirit to be quiet and come out of the man. The unholy spirit responds immediately. The order has come from one greater than he. The people are beside themselves with amazement. Jesus exorcised the evil spirit with relative ease. Unlike others, he did not need any elaborate spells, incantations, or rituals. Jesus spoke, and the unholy spirit obeys. St. Paul tells Timothy in the second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, that the spirit he has received is not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. The same spirit has been given to us at our baptism. Therefore, the power, love, and self-discipline of the Holy Spirit is available to all who have been baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we have to learn to harness the power, the love, and the self-discipline that is available to us via the Holy Spirit. Just as the electricity that is produced in the power station has to be harnessed to produce light and other forms of energy, so we must harvest the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. We therefore must build our relationship with God. We must come to know, understand, and experience the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. We must be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth, the truth about God, the truth about ourselves, and the truth about others. The Holy Spirit will empower us, just like it empowered the disciples on the day of Pentecost, and enable us to share the good news of the gospel in word and deed to influence others for God. Infuse with the fruit of the Spirit love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, generosity, kindness, and self-control, we can become true disciples of Christ, loving God and loving our neighbor, making disciples for Christ and experiencing life in all its fullness. We must enable the Holy Spirit to lead us along the path that God desires us to take, to enable us to fulfill our ministry in this realm as God or Creator intends. Therefore, let us in the words of the hymn writer, invite the Holy Spirit to breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with thine, to do and to endure. And as another hymn writer puts it, let us make this our prayer. Let it breathe on us. Let it breathe on us. Let the Holy Spirit of God breathe on us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, pour out your Spirit upon your people and grant us a new vision of your glory, a new faithfulness to your word, a new consecration to your service, that your life may grow among us and your kingdom come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the privilege is ours to be called to share in the loving, healing, and reconciling ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in this age and wherever we are. Since without you we can do no good thing, may your Spirit make us wise. May your Spirit guide us. May your Spirit renew us. May your Spirit strengthen us so that we will be strong in faith, discerning in proclamation, courageous in witness, persistent in good deeds. This we ask through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for having renewed your church at various times and in various ways, by rekindling the fire of love for you through the work of your Holy Spirit. Rekindle your love in our hearts and renew us to fulfill the great commission which your Son committed to us, so that individually and collectively, as members of your church, we may help many to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Empower us by your Spirit to share with our neighbors and friends our human stories in the context of your divine story, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in that service, O God, we ask you to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of God lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night, this week, and always. Amen. And we hope that you will have a very rewarding and productive week. Please continue to obey the regulations, and in God's name, be safe. Amen.